Walk ahead. Now look on the right. There's a small alleyway right there. You see it? There's a single black post in the middle of it. Stand about 10 feet in front of the post and turn around so you're facing the street and so you can see the old state house off on your left.
On this night, innocence will die. 1770. Snow covers the nighttime streets. Tonight, redcoats roam the streets. Gangs of patriots glide through the alleys. 3 days ago, a fistfight broke out between British soldiers and patriot thugs. Tensions are high. Directly in front of you, across that street, once stood the Customs House, the headquarters for British tax collectors. A single British soldier is standing guard at the Customs House. A young boy walks past.
Hey, your Captain Goldfinch never paid my master for dressing his hair. That cheap bastard.
Shut your mouth. Captain Goldfinch is a gentleman.
There's not a gentleman in your regiment. Help! Help me! He hit me! Somebody help!
Suddenly, almost out of nowhere, a crowd is forming. Here they come. Sailors, tradesmen, rope makers, massing before the soldier, some swinging clubs and bricks.
There he is! There's the bastard who hit me!
Look at the lobster back! Kill him!
Kill him!
The crowd is closing in on the soldier, threatening him, surging forward from right here. The men are now ripping ice from the street and throwing it. They're throwing oyster shells and icicles.
Cease! Cease! Or I'll call the main guard!
He's turning around. He's attaching his bayonet to the rifle.
Stay back or I'll fire!
Fire! Fire, you cowards!
Main guard! Main guard! Turn out!
Now, seven British soldiers appear to your left, marching across the street through the chaos. The British captain shouts,
"Relieve your post, soldier! Forward!"
The British soldiers absorb him and turn around to march back this way. But no, the crowd is blocking their path. The soldiers are forming a semicircle, facing this way, their bayonets aimed at the mob.
Load your weapons!
Now, church bells begin to ring. The old signal for a fire. There's no fire to be seen, but people are shouting. A stick flies through the air, smashes the face of a British soldier, knocking him to the ground. And if there's a single moment in the history of Boston that this city was, for a moment, a volcano, this was it.
Fire!
A shock, a thud in your chest. You reach down, touch your hand to your chest, and it's covered in blood. You're hit. Now the smoke begins to clear, and you are swooning. The moon emerges from the gun smoke and reveals dead men and blood-stained snow. This was the Boston Massacre. 5 men died that night on this snow-covered street. Here, on this spot, the entrance to Quaker Lane, 17-year-old Samuel Maverick was shot down and never got up. The British soldiers may have been acting in self-defense, but it didn't matter to the people there that night. To them, the British government was no longer just oppressive. It was murderous, and the American independence movement had its first martyrs.
Now walk forward. Go toward the street and take a right. You're going to walk down State Street. Now you're coming to Congress Street. You're going to pause the tour now until you get to the other side of Congress.